a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. First thing I'm going to ask people is please check your cell phones and make sure they're either silenced or off. And with that, I'm going to have the secretary please call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Here.
Hunhoff? Excused. Otten?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Solano?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
There's a quorum.
We have a quorum this morning. first thing I want to do is I want to greet everyone, whether you're on the internet or here this morning. We have two bills before us this morning, and we want to be done by 8:45 because we have another committee that's coming in here at 9 o'clock. The minutes have been distributed to all the members, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Kamak and seconded by Senator Solano to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. I sent one page on a mission, so While I'm on it, I'm going to have this page. Please introduce yourself. Tell us what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And then just tell us what you like to do in your spare time.
My name is Emily Schmitz. I'm from Vermilion, South Dakota. And after I graduate, I'm going to go to the University of Virginia and go into the Navy and become a Navy nurse. And I don't know what I do in my free time. I guess hang
out with friends. You don't have any free time?
Not really with school.
Okay. Thank you. Please remember to use the pages if you have a handout, and then they'll pass them out behind the desk up here. Welcome, Senator Hunhoff. And I want to remind people that are going to be presenting this morning that you sign in at the podium by the door so that the secretary can make sure she's got your name and who you represent. And always remember that questions will go through the chair. Is there anything else to come before the committee before we get started on our bills this morning? Seeing none, we'll move into our bill calendar. We have two bills. The first one is Senate Bill 107. It's to increase the period an instructor permit is valid and to revise requirements to upgrade an operator's license or a restricted minor's permit. Senator Teason, welcome. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Transportation Committee. I'm Senator Craig Teason, District 34 in Rapid City. My pleasure to appear in front of the Transportation Committee this morning. It's been a while since I've been here. In fact, I think it might have been maybe my way back in my first year when I suffered a terrible beating in front of transportation, so I'm hoping to reverse that today, but we'll give it a try. Senate Bill 107 is a constituent bill, but as I started to follow up on this constituent's issue, in talking with the Department of Public Safety, you determined that this is an issue that's come up before, so it does affect other South Dakotans, and ultimately they agreed that this is something that deserves to be fixed. So I'll tell you up front that I worked very closely with Department of Public Safety in drafting this bill. We actually went through a couple of rewrites to make sure we had it right, so they've been supportive give them credit for being very helpful in fixing this little problem. The other thing I would tell you is that the constituent that contacted me, a young man who was affected by the current status of the law, wished to come today, but they had a family funeral, and he was unable to be here, so I'll tell his story today, and hopefully he'll get a chance at some point to tell his story elsewhere in the Capitol. Let me first start out by just reminding you what you probably already know, and that is a couple of driver license definitions that are affected by this bill. And of course, the first one is an instructor permit. instructor permit is the one you get when you're 14 or 14 and a half or 15 or whenever mom and dad say that you can. Instructor permit lets you ride around and learn how to drive with mom and dad or somebody like that in the car with you. And then after 6 months of instructor permit, you can change that into a restricted permit, which has hour restrictions and other restrictions and allows you to drive by yourself without having mom and dad in the car. Now, you can get that after 6 months of instructor permit or after 3 months of instructor permit if you've taken driver education. So, kids in South Dakota can drive by themselves at either 14 and a half or 14 and a fourth if they've taken driver education. So the best way to describe this bill, really, I think, is to tell you the story. And the story is that a young man turns 14 years of age, and dad takes him down to the driver's license bureau, and they get an instructor permit. And so they go through that phase. And for 6 months, dad and son, or dad and or mom and son, or some combination thereof, drive around, and the young man learns how to drive. And then after 6 months, there's a break, and that this is where the issue comes in, is that for some reason, and I've heard two or three different reasons from other the other people that were affected by this. In this particular case, and dad decided that the 6 month period was up sometime during the summer, and they decided that, well, they would wait until when school starts, they'd go get his restricted permit and he'd be off driving to school. Other stories that I heard is that a young man is, you know, working at McDonald's and saving his money and didn't have enough money to buy a car, so he's finished his 6 month instructor period but doesn't have enough to buy his car, so he waits for a period of time before he goes to get his restricted permit. Or the other scenario is that 6 months is up and mom and dad aren't very convinced that it's time for the 14-year-old to drive by themselves. And so they wait. So what happens? So this young man, so his 180 days is up in April or May or June or something like that. They wait. September comes, school starts, and they head to the driver's license bureau to to get his restricted permit. They go into the driver's license office, and the driver's license people say, "Oh, I'm sorry, your instructor permit has expired for more than 30 days. And so you are no longer eligible to get a upgrade to a restricted permit. You have to start over and get another instructor permit and go through the process again." So the same would be true if other circumstances were involved. The current law says that after you've had an instructor permit for 6 months, you have 31 days to turn that into a restricted permit. And if you don't, then you have to start over. And so when I went to the Department of Public Safety, I said, I can't think of any reason why that would be necessary, why we would be trying to sort of force a youngster into immediately going to get that restricted permit. And Secretary Jones says, "Well, I can't think of a reason either. Let me talk to all the people involved." And so he went all the way up and down the chain of command to his folks in Driver's License Bureau, and nobody could figure out why it was the way it was, and nobody could figure out why it needed to be that way. So this fix simply establishes that an instructor permit, like a regular permit, is good for 5 years. Originally, I had written it that instructor permit doesn't expire, but Department of Homeland Security apparently has a regulation that our new super duper highly secure driver's licenses have to expire at some point. And so we just put in a 5-year expiration. And so if any of the circumstances that I described to you are the case, that the instructor permit remains valid. If the child is not ready to upgrade, they can, I mean, I, do we really care if a young man or young girl rides around with mom and dad learning how to drive for a year or 2 years or whatever? And so when the time does come that they're ready to upgrade the license, they will have, they will be upgrading from a valid instructor permit. They will not run into this problem where they have to go back and get another instructor permit. So that's the long story of the issue. Again, I appreciate the cooperation and assistance of the Department of Public Safety in crafting this fix. I'd ask your support to fix this little problem. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Teason. Further proponents of Senate Bill 107. Further proponents of Senate Bill 107. Last call for proponents of Senate Bill 107. We'll go to opponents. Opponents of Senate Bill 107. Opponents of Senate Bill 107. Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 107. Seeing none, we'll open it up to questions by the committee. Let's quiet that in. Quiet at this end.
I have a question.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you. Senator Teason, on line three, either I was daydreaming or just didn't get it. It says may take the skill test again. Is that just to show that, you know, this thing, it's okay if it was a while because they still know what they're doing, that type of thing?
The skill test is the driving test, which they take before they get the restricted permit. I didn't mention that, but that's when you upgrade to the restricted permit, you take the actual, you take the driving test.
Thank you. Quick question. So when I go to get my restricted, I've already, to get the learner's permit, I've already taken the written. That would be correct. And
correct.
Then when I go to the restricted, I got to sit in there and let show somebody how good a driving I am.
Show that you've learned to drive.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action.
Chairman. Move do pass.
Second.
Been moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Monroe for do pass on Senate Bill 160. Senator Otten, comments on that motion?
I think the good senator has addressed a common sense problem and fixed it.
Okay. Further comments? Seeing none, we'll move to voting, and the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of Senate Bill 107, say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Unanimous?
Excuse me, I had an interruption there. Senate Bill 107 has received a majority vote of the committee. Senator Otten, I believe it was.
Moved to put it on consent calendar.
And it's been moved to put it on the consent calendar. And it's been seconded by Senator Peterson to put it on the consent calendar. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 107 will go on the consent calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, we'll move to our second bill of the day. It's Senate Bill 160, and we have Senator Brock Greenfield. Senator Greenfield, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Brock Greenfield. I am the senator from District 2. My hometown is Clark. This is a little different. I'm sitting in a chair without training wheels. I don't have my armrests on the side, but I bring forth Senate Bill 160 as a request, basically, from a couple different constituents. And this isn't the bill that either one of them requested. One gentleman wanted me to bring a bill that requires people to have their headlights on 24 hours a day. And he pointed to one of the provinces to the north that requires that, and he said that obviously when those vehicles are traveling down the road, they're visible regardless of time of day or night. Another gentleman who had asked me to bring forth this issue has been after me for about 2 years to do so, and he basically wanted us to strike in line 6 after and to change that to before, and he wanted me to strike on line 6 the before and change that to after. So basically that would mean that you had to have your headlights on from a half hour before sundown until a half hour after sunrise. When I went to LRC, that was, you know, the idea that I had to bring forward for your consideration. And in talking with LRC, they informed me that we had the watercraft bill that passed a week or so ago, and that called for times of sundown to sunup. And I thought, you know, that's something that I can work with. It's easy to tell what time sundown is, what time sunup is. You don't need to do much beyond look at the horizon, but you can also Google it very quickly, and it will say, based upon your location, what time sundown is, what time sunup is. So, in short, on behalf of a couple different constituents who have brought this idea to mind, I have before you an issue that, you know, I certainly would, let me say this, there are obviously any number of bills that are of great importance, and I recognize the nature of this one. It seems like we're nitpicking, going from a half hour after sundown to a half hour before sunrise, but some people feel that there's a real safety issue in not requiring lights to be on at least from sundown until sunup. And so I lay it here before you for your consideration. I don't have compelling testimony beyond that. I didn't ask for anybody to be here. It's pretty straightforward. If you members of the committee would have any questions of me, I would certainly try to entertain them. But it's a pretty simple and straightforward bill. So if you know, I would defer to the wisdom of this committee, and I do look forward to hearing any conversation about it. I should address one thing. In talking with one of the senators, that person said something about the automatic lights. In this day and age, frankly, in a lot of vehicles, lights are on all the time. So for them, it's not an issue. But I understand that some come on at certain darknesses and so on and so forth. And, you know, I guess I don't know anything about the automobile technology. All I know is that I'm used to turning on my lights manually. And anybody who would have lights that don't come on automatically would have to do so manually. So with that, I'll stand down and again look forward to any questions and any conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of Senate Bill 160. Further proponents of Senate Bill 160. Last call for proponents of Senate Bill 160. We'll move to opponents of Senate Bill 160. Mr. Rao, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Myron Rao, president and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. The hesitation on proponent, opponent, if you look at the sign-in sheet, there are question marks in those two boxes. I'm not exactly sure what I am. Again, I've got a reputation in this committee for just giving information. That's really what I'm here for. Representing the new car dealers, or all car dealers, we know that I haven't turned my headlights on for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. They go off in the garage. They come on in the garage. When I back out into the sun, they go off. My concern about this is And we actually sent a message to the manufacturers, and the answer was they turn on based on ambient light. I don't know if we're going to be outside of this box if we pass this. That's my concern. I'm not saying it's a bad bill or a good bill. I'm just saying we need to consider that today technology takes care of us in that way, and is that going to make people in violation of the law because they no longer have to turn things on and turn things off? So, like I say, only information. And that's been, like I say, 20 years that I can remember, maybe longer. And I've got a solution for the Senator Greenfield's constituents. They should buy a new car.
I think that was self-serving. Constituents.
Further excuse me. Further opponents of Senate Bill 160. Further opponents to Senate Bill 160. Last call for opponents. We'll move to questions by the committee. Questions? Questions? I have a couple here. Do you know what other states do in the United States?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I presume that there are all sorts of different policies all across the board. And I would guess that a lot of them are probably consistent with our current law. I would tell you that I appreciate Mr. Rao's humor. In this case, and this would be music to his industry's ears, the concern on the part of my constituents isn't just their car. It's the cars that they're meeting. So instead of selling one or two vehicles, we would have to sell any number of thousands of vehicles that would have, you know, these automatic lights. But it is, you know, it is a safety concern on the part of some. Some vehicles are simply less visible because of the color once once darkness sets in and until light cracks the darkness in the morning. So,
I apologize. I didn't give you a chance for rebuttal. Do you have any other comments in rebuttal?
No, I've addressed it. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. How about safety? Did you talk to the Department of Public Safety and see if they've found this to be a safety issue?
I did not. Okay. I brought a constituent bill. Nobody approached me afterwards. I've had only but a couple discussions as to why are you bringing this. I said I'm bringing it on behalf of some constituents who view this as a safety concern. And again, I just patterned it after the Watercraft bill. I didn't try to change it from a half hour before to a half hour after, and so on and so forth. I figured there was something to be said for consistency in the law. If sundown is seen as significant in one realm, perhaps it is in another realm. If sunrise is, you know, you can figure out what I'm saying, what I'm getting at. But I guess the other thing that I would offer is that if sunrise is at 8:17 on a December morning, a person has to do a little bit of math, a little bit of calculation, to figure out, oh, what time do I have, you know, what time can I turn my lights off? 7:47, you know, or 7:57. I mean, some people may get a little confused by that. Sun up and sundown are more tangible times than a half hour before and a half hour after. So that was another thing that I thought of as I was contemplating this bill.
Thank you, Senator. For the questions? Okay, we'll move to discussion and or action by the committee. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I commend Senator Greenfield for bringing this constituent bill. I did a similar thing a number of years ago. Had a constituent that had been involved in a serious auto accident in fog. And I had brought forth a bill asking that headlights be turned on when it was raining or in fog, and I had blue badges come up and tell me that wasn't necessary, that was already covered. So I think technology is catching up to the point where maybe this would be covered too, and therefore, because of those reasons, even though you have a very good cause, I'm probably going to oppose it today.
Senator Hanhoff.
I would move due pass, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion for due pass. Is there a second? Is there a second on the due pass motion? Seeing none, it fails for lack of second. Senator Kamak.
I would move we defer to the 41st day.
It's been moved to defer Senate Bill 160 to the 41st day. Comments on that motion?
I understand the concerns. I believe that technology has taken care of the problem. For myself, I haven't turned my headlights on for many years. In some ways, I think it's a problem looking for a solution, but I believe we should defer to the 41st day.
And we have a second.
For the record, I second the motion.
There we go.
Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Senator Hanhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, it's probably not the biggest issue we face, but I mean, I think we're even if people buy new cars, a lot of people of older generations are still going to take the option of turning them on and off manually. And I think we ought to be in step with other states. And just Google AAA, and you'll get a list of all the states and what they do. And it looks like the vast majority, maybe not the vast majority, but I think the majority, from what I can see, Arizona, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. That's as far as I got. They all do sunrise to sunset. And I think for an obvious reason, you know, the law right now, if you're dyslexic like me, you can't remember, is it a half hour before, half hour after, hour before, hour after? You know, you can't. There's crystal clear if it's sunrise to sunset. And a good reminder to have in state law, I doubt there's few, if any violations. This is one of those statutes that's clearly there just as a suggestion and reminder of good driving to people. So I think it's a good, simple law that puts us in step with other states. I'd oppose the motion.
Other comments? I guess I'll weigh in. Just a quick discussion of the watercraft bill. All watercraft were at sunset and sunrise, except the jet skis. And the reason we did the committee felt, and it wasn't this committee, it was a different committee, felt the jet ski needed it was if they're harder to see. And they dart around, and so they just wanted to make them consistent with the other boats on the lake. And when you're riding a jet ski, you don't have a watch. Most people do not wear a watch when you're doing a jet ski, so you can't keep track of the time, and that's why the sunset was easier. Another comment I would like to make is that I haven't turned on my lights in my car for I don't know how long the car turns them on. And my concern is that we're going to have a lot of people possibly breaking the law, because if they don't come on quite at sunset, and you don't know it, you're used to having them come on, you're just giving highway patrolmen another reason to stop you on the road. Say, well, it's about 5 minutes after sunset, I'm pulling you over, and maybe get you because you aren't wearing your seat belt or whatever. And I think that if it's dark enough, because it's the ambient light, I think was said, so if there's fog out, those lights are going to come on. I'm sure the industry has looked to see when it can tell that it's getting dark enough so that you need to do that. And I just think that we're going to have a problem with a lot of people's lights, not maybe coming on at sunset, and you got people out there being picked up for it. And I don't think we'd have a whole lot of happy campers. So with that, if there's no further comments, I'll have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hanhoff?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solano? Excused. Monroe?
No.
Valley?
Aye.
4-2.
3-3.
Can't have. Great. Kamak, Barton, Peterson? Ballot? Heiss?
Hunt's not here.
Okay. Sorry.
3-2. So, yes. So it didn't pass. We lack a majority.
That's correct.
So
you may need to wait for another meeting.
We had two committee members that had a conflict, and so we do not have enough to there were three that were in favor of the take it to the 41st day, and there were two that were not, and so we need a majority of the committee, which is four, and we would have to move it to another day. So with that, I guess we will leave the action on this bill to another day. We'll go into a quick recess.
Chairman?
Senator Monroe.
I move the committee table Senate Bill 160.
It's been moved to table Senate Bill 160. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
And it's been seconded by Senator Kamak. As you know, there's no discussion on a motion to table. We'll move right to the vote. Those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 160 say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Otten? Excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Solano? Excused. Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Five ayes.
Senate Bill 160 has received five votes to table, and it is tabled. Okay, further...
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Peterson.
Before we quit for the day, we didn't introduce our one page, and it's a page that I sponsored, and I tell you, if all students perform like this student, it would just be a grand, grand state that we live in. I want this young lady to come up and tell you how she's going to be a future doctor here in South Dakota.
Please come forward. And while she's coming up, I gave her a doctor duty. The reason when we were doing this is, I don't know, she'll probably find out this is just an old wives' tale, but I had some problems with cramps in my legs, and so I told her to go get me some mustard, because that's an old remedy to have mustard. So she was doing her doctor job and getting me some mustard. So would you please introduce yourself and tell us not only what you plan on doing, but what you like to do in your spare time.
Okay, I'm Rachel Johnson. I go to school at Millbank High School, and Senator Peterson sponsored me. I'm going to SDSU next year for a double major in biology, microbiology for pre-med. And in my spare time, I like to hang out with friends and do stuff like that.
And, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. And thank you for getting me my mustard.
No.
All right. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing nothing, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Kamak. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.